The drama of Disney and the activist shareholder. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, a big potential mover of markets comes tomorrow morning with the government's numbers on hiring, plus the unemployment rate for the month of March. Let's get our weekly consultation with Diane Swonk. She's the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Diane, number of people on payrolls will be higher, but how much higher?
We're expecting to see about 220,000, which is a bit of a slowdown, but still very robust job gains in the month of March. We're looking at low-wage jobs are expected to pick up relative to high-wage jobs. Healthcare jobs in the entertainment sector, recreation, those job openings picked up, along with huge job openings at the state and local level outside of education. The public sector through state and local hires has been really a major driver of employment gains for the last 7 to 8 months. And I think that's something that's been a big shift from what we saw earlier in the expansion, along with the gains in healthcare and leisure and hospitality.
Related to the strength of the economy, the chair of the Fed, Jerome Powell, said yesterday on inflation, it's too soon to say whether the recent readings represent more than just a bump, his words. But he also had a second part there on a different topic. It was about Fed independence during an election year. Powell said policymakers at the Fed serve long terms, not synchronized with election cycles, essentially saying, and that's the way it should be. Interesting that he thought to emphasize this at this moment.
It is important because, let's face it, the Fed has made it really clear they don't have a horse in this race. That does not mean they won't be blamed, because the economy influences the outcome of the election and the Fed influences the economy. So it puts them in a no-win situation that no matter what they say in terms of how the election does or does not affect their policy, they will be blamed for influencing the outcome of the election.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG, thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes annual corporate shareholder meetings are mundane, not so this year at Disney, where there was an unusually bitter and public battle for say in how the company is run. That battle ended yesterday with Disney's current leadership prevailing in a fight with a high-profile investor. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
For the last 2 years, Nelson Peltz has been a thorn on the side of Disney and its CEO Bob Iger, making public rebukes like this one on CNBC.
This company is just not being run properly. The board oversight is awful.
Peltz launched a proxy battle, an effort to convince shareholders to vote him and an ally onto the board of directors. Both sides spent tens of millions of dollars on a political-style campaign blitz targeting individual investors who make up a disproportionately large percentage of Disney's shareholders. David Riepstein is a professor of marketing at the University of Pennsylvania.
If you have a smaller number of institutional investors, you could reach out to them directly. But because there were so many individuals, you had to spend more to try and reach this broader audience.
In the end, the vote yesterday was apparently a landslide against Peltz. But he declared victory of sorts, saying Disney has made a lot of changes since his efforts started 2 years ago. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Disclosure, the Walt Disney Company is a Marketplace underwriter.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arrives in China today as she tries to stabilize fraught economic relations. She's due to meet with Chinese officials and U.S. business executives in Beijing and the manufacturing hub of Guangzhou. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more.
Treasury Secretary Yellen says that for years, China's government has been investing heavily in industries like clean energy technology. Now that Chinese consumers are not buying as much, China's factories are selling more electric vehicles, solar panels, and batteries overseas, sometimes at cutthroat prices. Already, the European Union is investigating whether to impose tariffs on Chinese electric cars. The Biden administration may consider something similar, though Yellen has declined to comment. In the meantime, China wants the U.S. to lift restrictions on Chinese access to advanced American technology. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
More now on United Airlines facing delayed delivery of new Boeing planes. It's trying to get pilots to opt for unpaid time off next month. United and Southwest have also stopped some hiring in the coming weeks. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
For much of the last 2 years, airlines have been on a hiring spree for lots of positions. But Matt Barton at consulting firm Flight Path Economics says especially pilots.
We had more pilots brought into the system in 2022 and 2023 by a massive margin compared to any prior year.
That's because there's been a wave of mandatory retirements, he says. And also because during the early days of COVID, when almost no one was flying, airlines encouraged pilots to retire early or take buyouts. Then, when travel demand came surging back, they were left scrambling to hire. Bob Mann, an airline industry analyst, says now airlines have the pilots and demand for travel is still strong, but what they don't have is enough planes.
This is the continuation of the supply chain issues which have dogged the industry since the pandemic. And then in the case of Boeing, production issues which relate to both the MAX and the 787.
Boeing isn't able to produce planes fast enough, he says, and Airbus is having issues too. So airlines that were expecting a certain number of new planes this year aren't getting them on time.
The airlines that are getting Boeing aircraft specifically are seeing these horrendous delivery delays.
Helene Becker at TD Cowen says this is an issue that's been building for a while, though Boeing's recent woes have exacerbated it.
And as a result, even though we have significant demand for air travel, the airlines are having a hard time fulfilling it because they're not getting their aircraft in time.
That's why airlines, including United and Southwest, have paused hiring, and why United is now offering pilots the option to take unpaid time off this spring.
Because if you have people and you don't have the aircraft for them to fly, you're going to see margin pressure because you have higher salaries, wages, and benefits, and you have lower earnings and lower revenue as a result.
All of this is going to affect customers too, Becker says, in the form of higher airfares. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.